my monster time to talk to. I suppose a living legend, really. He's only a young kid, but he's still a living legend, the great David Cassidy. But before we say hello to David, I want you to hear this, because David Cassidy's got a stepmom called Shirley Jones, who recorded within a show called The Music Man, and sang a song which I know because I worked with Paul McCartney for quite a few years doing his promotion for MPL, McCartney Productions Limited. I worked with a man called Alan Crowder, and we used to, you know, all the plug-in, we call it in the business. One of my jobs, I had a million jobs of promoting records for EMI, Schmier, my, you name my work from Elton John and everybody. So this was, I know for a fact that this song is Paul McCartney's favourite song. Let's hear now the version of Till There Was You by Shirley Jones, David Cassidy's stepmum. Then we're going to say hello to David Cassidy. If you want to speak to David Cassidy, 01245 495050. Give him a buzz, I'm sure he won't mind, Bobbler. Push that button, please. What a great, great monster song, and a great, great singer, Shirley Jones, who had this stepson who ain't too bad himself. Actually, sensational. I'm pleased to say, David Bubbler, are you there?
I am.
Good to speak to you again, kiddo.
And you too. And I have to tell you, that's so wild that you would play that song.
Why? Don't you like it?
Oh, I love it. No.
In a nice way.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and I haven't heard Shirley sing that song in a long time, and it was beautiful, sitting on the telephone, you know, a million miles away. Yes, Thank you for doing that. It's the first time I've ever had somebody interview me and play someone else's song, but I'm glad you did that.
Well, because somebody here said you're going to play the Partridge Family, and I said, well, maybe.
No, I did.
I want to play the KP Cassidy Bubbler, that's why you're here. But your stepmom had a great, great voice. And your dad, Jack Cassidy, was a great actor. And done a million TVs and a million movies and everything.
Yeah, he actually to me, he was so multi-talented in so many areas that he could never be pigeonholed. A wonderful dramatic actor and a fantastic comedian, extraordinarily gifted in so many ways, but wacky, crazy, and it was difficult following in his footsteps because he had already accomplished so much creatively, artistically. But I'm very proud of the fact that I am his son and my brother's.
And your lovely, mum, your lovely mum, your real mum. I mean, a great actress she was.
Yeah, she was a very, very good actress. Yeah, yeah. Kind of gave it up earlier, and because she didn't have the kind of fame that my stepmom had. Nice of you to point out that, in fact, Shirley is my stepmom, and I'm still very close with her.
Of course, of course. And you know what? I think I met your wife, your current wife, before you did.
I think you did.
Because I was running EMI Records promotion, and she came here to England to do some record. I didn't get many plays on it. She probably hates me. But we got a few plays on it on the radio and things. But I met you.
Yeah.
I met you.
She was signed. That's how we met. She was signed to Bell Records.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when I first came over to the UK, I think it was 72 or 3, and I did some concerts there, we got to know each other, and I'm, you know, still with her, which
marvelous.
Is really quite remarkable.
She may remember me. I don't know.
I think she will.
Yes.
I will tell her, though, that I spoke with you, and that you were her plugger.
I was a plugger, Bubba. Yes, the worst plugger. No, I was a good plugger, actually. That's the word for everybody. And your plugger, I met you 100 years ago, too, when your plugger was a guy called Dave Bridger.
David Bridger and I are still friends.
You're joking. Give him my love. I love him.
I will. You know what? I spoke with him probably, a few weeks ago. He has a couple of beautiful children.
Really?
And he's a wonderful guy, yeah.
We know each other so well, Bob, David and I. We used to be plugging the same kind of days and the TV shows like Supersonic, and we done all that shtick, Bob. I was with Mark Bolan and Queen, and will he tell you all about me, Eric Hall, the mad Michigan, as we say in Jewish, Eric Hall.
Yes.
I haven't changed
it's
a bit.
Okay.
It's okay. I know, because
you...
The Bubba thing
is my stepfather's Jewish, and... I can remember being a young kid and he used to call me Bubba.
I love Bubba, I love it. Such an and people say, Eric, what does it mean? I say the term. Listen, let's go back. Let's go to your first hit record, Bubba. Your first hit in this country was, I think, Could It Be Forever? Am I right?
Could have been. I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know which was the first hit in the UK.
Well, let's hear it anyway. Now, would you also, Bubba, would you also mind, we're going to take a few calls from people who want to speak to you, is that okay?
No, that'd be great. I'd love to go.
Lovely, lovely. And Bubba, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it, because you are a star. You're a monster star. The biggest. And you're still around. And you do, I've got to tell you, I've heard some of your newer stuff, and you are singing, in my opinion, and I've been in this business, I'm now 16, and I've got to tell you, I've been around since acting school, Italia Conti, a famous, and as David Bridger will tell you, and at 15, I'm in the music business, and I've got to tell you, you are singing, my opinion, better than ever.
Oh,
let's hear his first big hit in England. Push that button, please, Mark.
Could it be forever? Was my mind just rambling on? And I touched you once, kissed you once, and now I feel like you're mine. Well, I feel like you're mine, and I see in your face I'm not wrong to have these feelings. I feel like you're mine, I've never known a time before that's had so many meanings. Could it be forever? Or am I just a waste of time? And I don't think so, cause you let me know you make me feel like you're mine. Well, I feel like you're mine, and I can't remember when the feelings have been stronger. All I know is I can't let go. I wanna be with you, wanna be with you just a little while longer. This one. disappear. But could it be forever? Was my mind just rambling on? Maybe it is. If it is, then I'll be moving on. Will it feel like your mind? And I see in your face I'm not wrong. I have these feelings. I feel like your mind. I've never known a time before. So many moons. Feel like a man, feel like a man. Could it be forever? Feel like a man, feel like a man. Could it be forever? All that knows I want you so. Could it be forever? Feel like a man. Could it be forever? All that knows I want you so.
This is Connie Francis inviting you to listen to the Eric Hall Show on Sunday afternoons on BBC Essex.
Thank you, Connie Francis. If you are listening, you will know by now I'm talking to a legend, a monster legend, David Cassidy. David, how did you start? When did you sort of wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be a singer, Dad, Mum? What, how did it all happen for you?
Well, I actually was, from the time I was 3 years old or so, I saw my father on Broadway, and growing up around the theater in New York, my father was a brilliant singer, and as was my mom, and everyone in my family played instruments in my mom's family, and I started singing from the moment I guess I started speaking, and I became a soloist in the choir at church, and a soloist in all of the in choir in school.
Yeah.
I played in bands. When the Beatles broke, I ended up being, like so many other guys, I ended up wanting to be in the Beatles. I was 13 at the time, and I started, learning Beatles songs and singing in, little garage bands and things like that. And I became an actor professionally. I probably never would have made a recording. I did it because I loved to play and sing. Had I not landed the role as an actor in The Partridge Family, that part of my career probably never would have happened.
But I can remember going back before The Partridge Family, seeing you in like Bonanza or something, one of those type of shows.
Yeah, Bonanza, Ironside, all of those.
Right,
I did a whole bunch of them the year before I did
So I was right. I'm not off the right.
You were right.
I'm not off the right. Oh, sir. Now, also, the other thing, too, because I just didn't realise you did this, because when people say to me, Eric, who's you? You've been around the show with all your life since you was 12-ish. And you know, what's your favourite movie and your favourite actor? I would say my favourite movie, an actor, was James Cagney, because James Cagney did everything. And the best movie for me he ever made, which showed all his talent, was Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I agree, and I also played that.
Well, I've got to say, I didn't realise until recently, I saw the one, I think originally Joel Grey did it a few years back, a long time ago, on Broadway, but you did it also recently. You played George M. Cohen.
Not recently. It was actually quite a long time ago. But
see, I was told you I'm not really right.
You were right, in fact, that I played George M. Cohan.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy, which was a story about his life,
his
plays, which are Little Johnny Jones, was, there were, I think, 12 minutes in his movie career where he danced and he sang in his entire movie career. But he's so well known as... he was so well known as a heavy, as a villain,
gangster,
in all of those early films that when he did Yankee Doodle Dandy, he played James Cagney played Cohan, and he did a couple of Cohan's great numbers from Little Johnny Jones. I did the actual show, Little.
Oh,
Johnny
I see,
Jones.
I see, I see. Yeah, yeah.
So, in which Yankee Doodle Dandy was in.
Yeah.
And give my regards to Broadway.
Well, I'll put you on a monster spot here. And if you say no to me, I'll understand, because you're my new friend. Sing a bit of Yankee Doodle Dandy for me, go on. Yes, go on, Bubba.
Thank you again, my friend.
Yeah, go on. I am
a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You got a bit more than that, Bubba.
No. Oh, I can't remember it.
Dude, they give money.
Trust me when I tell you, it was 50 years ago. It was probably 25 years ago.
One line then of Give My Regards to Broadway. You must remember that.
Give my regards to Eric.
To Eric. I love it. But there's been lots of calls. We'll go to Deb in Braintree, Essex. David, Cathy, she wants to talk to you. Deb, are you there, Bubbler?
Hello, Eric.
Don't waste your time. Don't talk to me, Bubbler. Go and say hello to David.
Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What a real pleasure to be able to speak to you.
Oh, and you. Where are you?
I'm in Colchester, Braintree in Essex.
Ah.
In
so,
UK. Tell
me, not being a citizen of the United Kingdom, although I've been there a lot, tell me in proximity to, like, Manchester or London.
I don't know, Colchester's about 56 miles away from London, and I'm about 20 minutes drive from Colchester.
We're
not far from London.
To the UK later on this year. I'm going to be in, on the 14th, 15th, and 16th, I'm going to be in Glasgow on the 14th of November, Manchester on the 15th of November, and also at the Apollo in London. And in Hammersmith. So if you're close to one of those, I'd love to have you come.
I will see what I can do. I've never, ever seen you live.
I can do about it, too.
Bubbler, don't see what you can do. You'll be there. I'm going to be there, and it'll be a totally sellout because, again, I've got the dates in front of me here. As he said, David, November the 14th is in Glasgow, and you can hear the show in Glasgow, too, on the website, Schnick, and that's the Glasgow Clyde Auditorium, three half a Jewish boy. Jewish boy, I can't always say auditorium, Bubbler. And then the 15th of November, he's in Manchester, at the Manchester Apollo, great, great venue, and, of course, the best venue in London on the 16th of November, and he'd be very tired the day after. There's the Manchester Schnick, he'd be the Hammersmith Apollo. Tickets are available, we'll talk about this. And if anybody misses those dates, you can phone the helpline, BBC helpline, from tomorrow morning, 01 245 343 343, and ask lovely, lovely Angela and her team to give you the dates again of his tour of this country. Because I'm going to be at one of those. That's for Monster Show. Not in Manchester. It's not far, Manchester. I wouldn't like to walk it, but it's not that far, really. But is David Bridger going to come over with you?
You know what? I don't know that David's been back to the UK for a long, long while.
I think he's still hiding, Bubba.
yeah.
You and I know why, but
yes, we do. He did some damage in the day, didn't he?
Yes, but
he's a great guy. He's really got.
I never got caught. Thank God, I never got caught. He got caught, so he had to go to America.
I know.
I never got caught, blah blah. But
they nicked him.
Very
close.
Very close. Let's go and hear another track. You have a load of calls to go to. What do you want to play now, Mark? Mark Bubbler. Let's find out we play. Then David's first number one in this country was a song called How Can I Be Sure? Great song, and again, great song. But remember, if you go to his tour in November here in England, Bubbler, please believe me, he is singing even better today than he was then, and he was great then. So you've got to go to his show. Push that button, please.
How can I be sure? Constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you? Whenever I'm away from you, I wanna die, 'cause you know I wanna stay. How do I know? Maybe you're trying to use me, flying too high and confuse me. Touch me, but don't let me down. Whenever I'm away from you, alibi. I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head upside down. It's a pain. seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I miss you? I really, really, really want to know. Really, really, really want to know.
These aren't people doing this for the first time.
Really?
Oh, there are some professional flirty text people.
Okay, go on then.
Hi, babe. God, you sound as sexy on the radio as in real life. We have got to meet again so I can jingle your jangle. Hiya, handsome. I have a really sore back and need a massage. My doctor said he'll help, unless, of course, you want to instead. You know the drill. Take it or regret it.
They were brilliant, weren't they?
They were. I'm going to nick some of these.
Yeah, I bet you are. Well, who are you going to send them to?
My husband, of course. Oh.
Dave Monk. Monday to Friday from 9 on BBC Essex. Travel news
from BBC Essex.
I'm Bill Sheldrake, and our camera's showing us some trouble-free roads, actually, and the motorway network behaving itself across the county for the M25 and the M11. So therefore, public transport update. National Express is Anglia laying on replacement buses between Hockley and Southend Victoria because of engineering works. And for that same reason, you've got no Hammersmith and City Line on the tubes between Barking and Whitechapel. I'm Bill Sheldrake. Next update in half an hour.
If you've got some travel news, pass it on.
Call 0500 827 362.
Bubbers, something's gone wrong here, Bubbers. We seem to have lost David. We're going to get him back as soon as we can. So in the meantime, why don't we then hear number 5, Daydreamer. Big hit for lovely David Cassidy. The song is Daydreamer, which I think was an actual fact. Was the second number one in this country, the first one we just heard, and then we'll have David Cassidy ready for you to speak to on 01 245 49 50 50. Pick up the phone now, dial that number, and speak to David Cassidy. See you in 3 minutes. Bye-bye.
Sun was in the sky, love was burning in your eyes. Nothing in the world could bother me, 'cause I was living in a world of ecstasy. But now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer. I'm walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I'll never find again. Life is much too beautiful to live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own. Now the summer's over and I find myself alone with only memories of you. I was so in love I couldn't see, 'cause I was living in a world of make-believe. Now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer. I'm walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I'll never find again. Life is much too beautiful to live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own.
Essex.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Kieran Turner. Volunteer divers cleaning up a river in Suffolk have found a sawn-off shotgun. The single-barreled pump-action weapon was pulled up from the bottom of the Gipping in Ipswich as 5 divers cleared out shopping trolleys and bicycles. It was part of an annual clean-up which saw over 100 people take part. Suffolk police say the gun has been sent off for testing, although they believe it's been in the river for a considerable amount of time. The American government has confirmed it's taking temporary control of the troubled mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's the biggest financial rescue in the country's history. The US Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said the government had acted because there'd be even worse turmoil in the global markets if the companies failed. Our business reporter Joe Lynham says the bailout will send shockwaves through the world's financial markets.
It's coming at the worst time, not just for these two companies, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, but for the entire world economy. Everyone was kind of looking to America to get back on its feet before they could get back on their feet. In fact, we had some very positive growth figures very recently for the second quarter in the United States, but this has thrown the cat amongst the pigeons.
There's warnings across the region that prison officers' families could be at risk because of the latest missing data blunder. The personal details of thousands of prison and probation staff have been lost from a computer. Roger Smith is the secretary of the Prison Officers Association at Blunderstone Prison near Great Yarmouth. He says everyone is concerned.
Fears are that, of course, the information such as address details, dates of birth, etc., it could be used by prisoners if they had a grudge against a member of staff and take action against their family. But I think the other one is identity theft. And we've had an officer only in the last couple of weeks at Blunderstone have money removed from their bank account because of identity theft. We're not sure how that occurred. No, this has come out. We just wonder.
2 people have been murdered on a boat on the Grand Union Canal near Milton Keynes. A man in his 40s has been arrested. Hurricane Ike is leaving a trail of destruction as it sweeps across the British-owned Turks and Caicos Islands in the Caribbean. 80% of buildings are reported to have been damaged by winds of up to 135 miles an hour. And there's going to be a new X-ray machine for the Patrick Stead Hospital in Halesworth in Suffolk. It should be in place by November. The current machine broke down a few months ago. That's meant a long journey to the James Paget Hospital for many patients. Dave Matthews from the finance from the Waveney Trust says he's pleased.
In terms of the speed we're working at, we're working as fast as we possibly can to replace this. We have looked at various options and come to the conclusion that the purchase of a new machine and redesign the facility is the best way forward.
And finally, a look at the weather. Scattered showers continuing into the night, but becoming more isolated later with some clear spells. Lows 10 degrees Celsius. BBC News for the Eastern Counties. It's 5:03.
BBC Essex.
With Eric Hall.
BBC Essex. Tell me it's not true. Say it's just a story. Something on the news. Tell me it's not true. It's here before me. Say it's just a dream. Say it's just a scene from an old movie of years ago. With Marilyn Monroe. cut them down. Say it's just two clowns who couldn't get their lines right. Say it's just a show on the radio that we can turn over and start again. That we can turn.
That was Petula Clark with Tell Me It's Not True, which we all know was from the great show Blood Brothers, where David Cassidy and his brother Sean Cassidy played the two brothers in Blood Brothers. And the idea was for me to play that record, and then Petula was going to be on the show, and then I was going to surprise David to say hey, and then we're, you know, going to have Petula. But unfortunately, with some technical reason, we've lost David. We are trying to get him back. So all you guys and girls who would like to talk to David, still phone 01245 495050, and we're doing our utmost to get him back on the show for us. As we know, we had him here for about half an hour-ish anyway, didn't we, Mark? But we're trying to get him back for the last bit of the show. Now, we've got here from email here from Deb of Braintree, we just spoke to. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak with David. He is such a wonderful person, and never in my life did I think I would ever get to speak to him. What a wonderful experience. How can I ever thank you enough, Eric? Deb of Braintree. Hello, Eric. Could you please play Frank Sinatra singing We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring Again? Born in Witham. I will try that, Bubbler, and there's one or two other emails we'll read later on. But in the meantime, we are trying to get him back. So if you want to speak to David Essex, please phone 01245 495050. Give us a buzz and you speak to David. Now, there's another email here, and actually, it's track number one, Bubbler, and have Ronnie Harris ready, because I've got an email here from, I will read it, Bubbler, quickly while we're trying to get David back. It's from Emma Johnston, in his other show, where, dear Eric, my name is Emma Johnston, and I currently, live in the US. Amazing, because our guest is from the US, but I originally come from Scotland. My entire, we've got David back. I will leave that, we'll do that in a minute then. Thank God we got him back, Bubbler. Put him on. David, we got you back, Bubbler.
Yes, you do.
Now, because I just played her, in actual fact, because we had Petula Clark lined up to talk to you, but we've now lost her, so we get her back too, hopefully. But, because, lovely, it's going to be a surprise for you. But we just played Petula Clark singing that great track from Blood Brothers, Tell Me It's Not True.
My favourite song. Great.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I love that song too. Every time I hear it, I hear it a million times, I'll cry a million times.
Well, we sang together at a couple of concerts, she and I, and it was such a pleasure to be able to sing that song. Because as she sang it, my brother and I, Sean and I, were playing Blood Brothers, Mickey and Eddie. And it's, you know, the show is just magnificent. We did it on Broadway together. And every night we'd be lying there dead.
Yes, yes.
At the end of the show.
Yeah. And I thought it three times.
Would sing it. And it would almost make me cry every night.
She's a great singer, isn't she?
Fantastic human being, too. She's one of my favorite people.
My favorite people, too. And she always plugging me. As you play that Petula Clark thing we got, we're going to get her live, but we're trying to get her back now. This is what a lovely lady. She always has me little favors like this. Push that button, please.
Hello there. This is Petula Clark. And if ever you're downtown, I know a place. It's called BBC Essex with Eric Hall, where you'll make memories of music and love.
You see, the lady like you is a superstar. I said, Bubbler, Petula, Bubbler, do a little shtick for me on my show with pleasure. She's the greatest pro and a lovely human being.
Yeah, she's all of that, and a tremendous singer.
Great. And again, like you, as she's got older, she's got better. Why is that?
Yeah, she has.
Why do people like you and her get better? Is it that you now understand the lyric more? I mean, why do you get better?
I suppose it's that, and also, you know, if you've been doing it a lot, it's like anything else in life, you practice whatever you do. I think that, you know, I suppose some singers do lose a little bit of their edge.
Of course,
but,
of course.
You know, for me, I've just, I love to play, and love to sing, and, you know, love to perform. Singing live for me is always the way I recorded. And all of my recording is just about, except for in the mid-80s with Last Kiss, we did the tracks and then I sang. But I always sang live in the studio with the band. And, you know, it's for me, singing live is what it's about.
Well, the old pros, you're not old, but you're an old...
I'm old enough.
Old enough.
You can call me an old pro.
You're
now
an oldish pro, Bubbler. But the
old-ish.
Sinatras, the Crosbys, the great, the Sarah Vaughan, the Ellers, all went in the studio in those days with the orchestra.
Yep.
No, like, let's lay the track down and we do the tracks on Tuesday and we'll have Sinatra in on Thursday. They was there.
Yep.
They Sir Nelson Riddle, 30, 40, 50-piece orchestra, and they boom,
yep,
boom, 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 and they went for it, like you do.
Exactly. It's the right way to do it.
Bubbler, I'm an old-fashioned schmo, as David Bridger will tell you. I want you to do me... you won't do this for me, but I want you to make an album. I know you've done the blues shtick and this shtick and all those wonderful things you're doing now. I think you should do a CD of great standards, Sinatra-type songs.
I've always wanted to do that. And,
do it up. Me and David Bridger come out of retirement and promote it. Can you imagine David Cassidy singing In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning? God, it'd
I
be...
love that song.
Well, see,
I love that song.
We're going to get on very well when we eat properly because we've got the same taste. And you singing Nancy. Keep Betty Grable, Lamar and Turner. David Cassidy makes my heart a child. I mean, great songs, Bubbler.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, so many great songs.
Do it, Bubbler. You've got to deal in 3 seconds.
Well, we'll see.
Do it.
I've got a totally full dance card, so to speak. I'm about to go to work in L.A. with my brothers, and we're producing it. And I'm going to star in with my brother Patrick and my brother Sean, my brother Patrick.
Lovely.
My brother Ryan and I are going to do a pilot for ABC.
Tremendous.
And for television again. Yeah, I wouldn't go back to Los Angeles unless I had them. And it's something we've always wanted to do. I only worked once with my brother Sean, which we talked about in Blood Brothers. But
great talent,
too. I just loved work with my brothers. We're very, very close.
But you did it, what I'm just talking about, because you did, I think, somebody told me, some shtick in Vegas when you actually did a few Bobby Darin type songs.
Well, I wrote a show called, and produced and directed it, called The Rat Pack Is Back. And I used to come in and do a cameo where I'd be in the audience and, you know, Frank Dean, Sammy, and Joey were on the stage, and they would call me up, and I'd do Mac the Knife and Beyond the Sea. I just loved Darren. I thought he was
the governor,
such a remarkable
he
guy.
Would have, he would have been the new Sinatra if he would have, I mean, not the new, he was, but he was a great talent, great singer.
Oh, my God.
Great
yeah,
singer.
But, and also, such a, I mean, you know, he produced Dunkershin for the King of Las Vegas.
Wayne Newton, Wayne Newton.
Yeah, but Wayne doesn't sound like, no, if you listen to that record.
Good singer, Wayne, but Darren was better, obviously. Not better.
Definitely.
I mean, I think he's for me, Wayne Newton had the best version of the song called When I Lost You than anybody else. But he has. Anyway, listen, we've got loads of calls. I must go for you, blah, blah, blah. We've got now Michael from Gateshead, which is, I think, near Newcastle Way. Michael, you there, blah, blah, blah? Michael. Lorraine. All right, okay, we've got to get him back. Lorraine in Billericay, are you there?
I am.
Listen, don't waste your time with me, but we'll speak to David, Lorraine.
Thank you. Hi, David.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. This is an absolute privilege to speak to you.
Well, thank you. It's lovely to speak to you, too. Where are you now?
I'm from Essex. I'm an Essex girl.
An Essex girl.
God. I got through. Yeah. I got through, and I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to say? I just hope he's a good talker.
Let me tell you that, to me, it's a great opportunity to be able to speak to fans and people. I feel very honored, and I thank you for that.
I hope
you get a chance to come and see me when I'm only going to do these 3 dates, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to come back. I never, ever say this is the end, but if I have to go back to work in Los Angeles and do a television series...
Right, okay.
And so I won't be coming over the pond again for quite a long time. But I'm there November 14th, 15th in Manchester. Are you guys close to Manchester?
No, I tell you where your best one, Lorraine, will be the Hammersmith Apollo on the 16th.
Okay, Hammersmith Apollo.
Book your tickets now, Bubba. Don't be disappointed.
I was just going to quickly say, though, it's not a problem if you can't get over to London, because I can always come over and see you.
But you can see him on the 16th of November in Hammersmith.
This is good.
I can sing too.
I can see clearly now.
How about if you come and see me at the Manchester Apollo?
I can do that.
It'll probably be a little closer than coming all the way to Los Angeles, don't you think?
Yeah, no, that'd be lovely.
Lorraine, what's one of your favourite David songs?
Oh, got to be First Kiss.
You're going to sing. I'll tell you what, let's do a little shtick here. Why don't you, Lorraine, from Billericay, sing for David and I First Kiss? You sing it.
Well, I'm not. Oh,
doesn't matter,
God.
Go for it, Bubba.
Sing Last Kiss.
Sing
the last kiss. What am I talking about? The last kiss.
I'm a Michigan, Bubba. Do the last kiss.
I'm such a big fan, David Sin. I can't even speak because I'm so flustered. Okay. Let me think. There were times all along that I thought I was catching on. Now I see it was only time catching up with me.
As
you stand at the door.
X Factor, you're marvellous.
I know I never wanted you more. There's just one thing before you turn and you walk out on me. If this is the last kiss, if this is the last touch, if this is the last time I can ever be holding you, this is the last embrace. I could never forget your face. If this is the last kiss, I'll get used to it. I'll get through it somehow, some way. See,
wow.
I could be with you on tour, David. You and me,
oh,
guy.
My. You're hired.
Yeah, and Bubba, you're very good, Bubba.
You're hired. Do you want to come and sing at the Apollo and at London Apollo?
Yeah, Lorraine,
please.
That's an idea. You go to the Apollo.
Yes, I can make it.
And when you get
all
here,
right.
You
let's sing it, Lorraine.
I can harmonise as well.
That'd be great. Exclusive for the station. You'll go there, Bubba, and you go backstage, or you tell them you're coming. You're Lorraine who sang with David Essex.
Can you imagine?
And David Catherine. David Essex. I'm going round the tour.
You're in it.
Lorraine in Essex, I was going to say. Lorraine in Essex. And you've got to sing a lovely duet with David Cassidy, Bubba.
Oh, I love that.
No, David, I'll leave it up to you. It's, you know, the ball's in your court now, David. It's up to you.
You're on. You're okay. On.
Because I'm never going to be able to get hold of you. So.
Right,
no, no, seriously. Get your information to Eric, and I'll make sure that I get you two tickets compliments.
Yeah, you call me back.
Oh, my God.
Call me back. Bro, phone it through the station. We'll speak to you next
Thank
week.
Thank you so much.
Now, listen, we've had another request for you. We've had Shirley, I think her name was in Romford, say, could I please play David Cassidy singing If I Didn't Care. And I do care because the guy's great. And let's hear David Cassidy's version of an old song. And he's a monster young guy. Lovely song, If I Didn't Care.
If I didn't care, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end when I speak your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care?
It's Anthony Costa, and whenever I'm feeling blue, I listen to none other than Eric Bubler, Monster Hall Show, only on BBC Essex.
Now, I played that, David, because Anthony Costa, as you know, was in the group Blue, and he also, like you, played a blood brother.
Ah, did he?
Yeah.
I played it only, I played it all over America and also in Toronto. We did it on Broadway for a year. And I came to the West End, I think it was 95 or 6.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of 95, I think.
About 10 years ago, yeah.
And just did it in the West End for, I don't know, a month or so. And it was so great to do it there, you know, in your country, where obviously in America, doing Liverpool is difficult for most Americans.
Of course.
I think there, as accents go, It's a very tricky one for most of us. And I think most Brits do better Americans than we do Brit.
Yes, yes.
So, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
Because yes, it does.
It does. It does. But also, a little birdie told me, well, I know you was in Joseph, but you were the first Joseph, I think.
The original Broadway production. Yeah.
Was that a Bill Kenwright production?
No, actually it wasn't. We did it in 1983 on Broadway.
And you were also in Time, weren't you?
I also was in Time, yeah. Replaced Cliff.
Yeah.
It was myself. I think I did that for another... Oh, I don't know.
I've got to be honest, I was working for EMI in those days. I was head of promotion, you know, with your lovely wife, Sue, and when the Time was on, I think it was Dave Clark's show, lovely Dave Clark. And I got to put it, Cliff don't listen to the show, I know he's in Portugal, so he might be listening on the internet, but you were better than Cliff, Bubba, you were better than Cliff. No, Emma's Bubba.
Don't say that to Cliff.
They
love him, he's great.
I know, we love him. You know, 50 years in the business this month, Cliff Richard, amazing, marvellous. Lovely, lovely guy too. Listen, we've got to travel. Stay there, I'll be back with you after travel.
Add bbc.co.uk/essays to your favourites. Meet Southend artist Juliet, making an impression. Living in a tourist honeypot, Graham tells us about life in Finchingfield. Whether it's Colchester Zoo, Chelmsford Town Centre, Southend Pier. See your favourite places in Essex like you've never seen them before. bbc.co.uk/essays. Add it to your favourites today.
Keeping the county moving.
BBC Essex Travel.
Hello, it's Bill Sheldrake here. Just enjoying the David Cassidy interview. It's brilliant, isn't it? Right, it's looking okay for the Countess Roads. Motorways behave themselves for the M25 and the M11. We have got some heavy traffic going on the Blackhall Tunnel if you're heading that way. It's on the southern approach heading northbound, looking really slow from Blackhall Lane. Blackhall Lane itself is crawling along on our cameras. Public transport news, you've got buses instead of trains on London Overground. It's on the Barking to Gosport Oak Line because of those engineering works. I'm Bill Sheldrake.
Bill Bubbler.
Hi, Eric.
And listen, you're our travel man and you've enjoyed the interview and I promise you that, and I'm sure David won't mind. Do you want to say hello to David Cassidy, Bill?
Oh man, you're joking, are you?
No, go for it, Bubbler.
Well, hi David, it's travel man Bill here.
Travel man Bill, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Well, I'm traveling a lot, to be honest with you, Bill. I'm all over the United States, heading to Kentucky, then I head to Chicago, then to New York, and I don't know, another month and a half or so, 2 months.
Well, you've got a
I'll be seeing you all over there.
Yeah, you've got a strong following here. Cause I used to present a breakfast show on a local station, and your songs are really popular. Because I remember when you switched to RCA and you did a cover of Paul McCartney's song Tomorrow.
Oh, I love that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
isn't that a cool song?
Paul's a pretty good writer, isn't he?
He's not bad.
He may make it one day.
Yeah, keep practicing, Paul. No, he's great. He's a great writer and a great singer, too.
Bill Sheldrake, Bubba, do you have a favourite David Cassidy track?
Oh, crikey. Daydream is a pretty good one.
We played that one.
How Can I Be Sure? The cover version of Dusty's song.
Lovely.
Been so many. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do with the Partridge Family. Wasn't it? Yeah, they're all good. Great.
Well, I Think I Love You.
Oh, yeah, that's a brilliant
And
one,
he's only just spoke to you. That's CC, Bubba. What a pro you are, Bill. He's only just spoke to you and he thinks he loves you already, Bubba. What a pro. Like Cilla Black with Surprise, Bubba. Blind date.
Yeah.
Now, but you and I, Bill, I haven't met you properly, really. You and I will go, you're my guest, the Hammersmith, Apollo Hammersmith on the 16th of November.
Brilliant.
Keep that date free, Bubba. We're going to go and see David Cassidy with thousands of other people. Bill, right, speak to you later on, Bubba.
Cheers, mate.
Now we're going to...
For more travel news,
go to bbc.co.uk/Essex.
Dave, we've got a few more calls for you about driving you potty, Bubba. April in Rockwell, are you there, Bubba?
Yes, I am.
You've hanged on a long time, I appreciate that. Again, don't waste time, speak to David Cassidy, please.
Hello?
Hello, April?
Hello, how are you?
I'm actually great. It's wonderful to talk to you and to all the folks that have been calling in. It's great to have an opportunity to talk to you. Because I don't know, forgive me, the geography of your country too well. I don't even know mine too well, but where exactly are you?
I'm like, you know where Essex FM is? Do you know where that is?
No, probably wouldn't know that, Bob.
Oh, okay. But it's like just down the road from there. He won't know anyway.
I have absolutely no idea where that is, but how's your day going?
Pardon?
How is your day going?
Oh, it's been great. I've been shopping in town.
Good. Let me ask you something. Is the weather over there now just as wonderful as I remember it?
No, it rained this morning.
Now, winds and schmins, bubbler, everything's gone wrong. The weather this
day. I see.
It's raining, schmining, everything we can go wrong.
No.
Yeah, MF.
It's so unusual over
it's
there.
It's so unusual. April, what's one of your favourite David Cassidy songs, bubbler, April?
It's not really me, because my mum's like a big, big fan of David Cassidy, and she's a bit shy.
What?
So
she's what?
She's a bit shy. Like, she didn't want to phone up, and I was like, nah, I want to phone up.
No, well, tell your mum that David sends his love to her. What's her name?
It's Jill.
Jill.
Gillian Reynolds.
Gillian Reynolds. All right, Bubba, we send our love to Gillian Reynolds, okay?
God love Gillian Reynolds. God bless him, my love.
April in Paris or April in Rock. April in Rock. April in Rockwell.
Yeah, and I like that song you just played as well.
Oh, good, Bubbler.
I was singing along to it.
Thank you, Bubbler. Now we've got Kate, I'm singing Clacton. Are you there, Katie?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Katie, wonderful Kate. Bubbler, you want to don't waste your time with me? Speak to David Cassidy, please.
Hello, David.
Hi, Kate.
I just wanted to say that on your website, you asked us to vote for our favourite song, and you said you'd sing it at Hammersmith in November.
Yes, I'm probably at Glasgow and Manchester too, if you want.
I voted for Sing Me. Do you think you'd be able to sing that?
Yes, I do. I love that song.
Oh, so do
I. I'm glad you do. My late dear friend, Tony Romeo, when I was getting ready to record this album, I called him and said, you know, he also wrote, I think, I Love You and a couple of other great songs, pointing in the direction of Albuquerque, things that are really, a lot of fans here in America are familiar with when we started doing the Partridge Family. And I said, I want you to write a song that's very personal for me. He and I knew each other very well. And a lot of what that song is about, it paints pictures, and it's very much, it reminds me of being a kid, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and I will sing it for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I know quite a lot of people were voting for it. Was that the actual one that won, or?
Well, you know, we're until November, probably the first week of November, we're going to probably tabulate all of the selections and which song gets the most. You can go to my website, though, and you can tell your friends if they want me to sing a specific song. I will. Never really did that before, but I thought,
lovely.
It's great because I don't come to the UK that often, and, you know, I'd rather sing the songs you want me to sing. And
great idea.
Sing Me will be on the evening on the 16th of November, and
you see what David's doing here, Bubba. What a lovely pro. We're going to do a duet with Lorraine or the other lady, and he's now going to sing a song especially for you, Sing Me. So we must all go to the Londonish area, the Hammersmith Apollo, on the 16th of November. I will be there for sure. That's a monster fact, because not only I want to see David, I want to see my old mate, if he's going to be there, Dave Bridger, who's one of the nicest guys. He's worse than me. You think I'm mad? Well, he's madder than me. Listen, Dave, we're going to let you go now because we've driven you. But before you go, I'm going to play, I think one song I like to play to finish with, because you do write a few songs. Because if I, again, may be wrong, Bubbler, I've been wrong a few times today. I write the song. It's a great track. I think you did it before Manilo.
I did. It was actually, I think it got to like number 2 or 3
in
the UK.
Yeah, great song. So, Bubbler, I'll be giving out your dates again. And if anybody, again, wants to see David, you phone Angela Lodge on the helpline from tomorrow morning, and she will give you all the information you need of the David Cassidy concert. But off air, my producer's going to talk to you about something. So, David, Bubbler, thank you a million times. And please, give my regards to Broadway, and also give my regards to Sue Schifrin, because I'm sure she will remember me, and we'll speak very, very soon. So
I hope so. I'll see you on...
You'll see me on the...
15th or 16th of November.
I'll be there, Bubbler. I'll be there.
Hammersmith Apollo,
6th of November. And if I can't make it there, I'll be there the day before in Manchester, the Manchester Apollo, on the 16th.
You got it.
On the 15th. And if I can't make it there, I'll be the Glasgow Clyde Auditorium. I can very hard for me to say that, a Jewish boy from the East End of London, on November 14th. So he writes a song that makes the whole world sing. Whole world sing. Push that button, please. But hang on there. Don't go, David. My producer wants to talk to you. Push that button.
BBC Essex. Don't miss.
I'm Xanthi Behrman. Andy Morby presents Swing from the Apple II next Saturday at the Thameside Theatre in Grays. After 2007's sellout, Andy returns with another selection of showstoppers from the Vegas and New York City's casino headliners. Add the glitz and glamour of stunning showgirls and you'll be left with an evening to remember. Call 0845 300 5264 to book. The kids are going to love the rides at Thunderworld on the Avenue of Remembrance in Colchester until the 21st of September. There's the unique Wild River Rapids, the awesome Big Ben, and Space Roller, to name but a few. Visit thunderworld.com. On Thursday from 10 o'clock, local photographer Darren Chaplin leads the RSPB Wildlife Photography Walk in Leon C. Take your camera for tips and advice on taking wildlife photos. Booking is essential, so call 01268 559 158.
BBC Essex, don't miss.
BBC Essex.
With Eric Hall.
BBC Essex.
Thank you. My special guest today was the great, great David Cassidy. I've got some emails coming here, Bubbler. This one, just heard you interviewing David Cassidy. Could you please say a big hello when he's down gone, Bubbler? This is from Manchester. Somebody, Mandy from Manchester, looking forward to his gigs in London and Glasgow, and she's going to go to all of them, and Hammersmith Odeon.